You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of The Post-COVID-19 World, an article by Maria Solis. Economic nationalism as an antidote to globalization and its highly interconnected supply chains is doomed to fail, according to foreign policy expert Maria Solis. In this concise but thoughtful briefing, she cautions that reshored industries will have little motivation to increase production to meet demand during crises like the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, world political leaders need to adopt new mechanisms to manage trade disputes and keep supply pathways open for critical items like medical supplies. Globalization is not dead, Solis argues in this cogent text, but it needs a redesign. The coronavirus has inflicted economic damage on a scale not seen in more than a century. As of mid-2020, COVID-19 had claimed the lives of almost 500,000 people around the world and sickened close to 9 million. Unemployment has soared in many countries. The economic shocks rivaling those of the 1930s Great Depression have reduced global investment flows by 40% and world trade by almost one-third. But the global trading system was in disarray before the pandemic outbreak. The United States, driven by protectionist policies, has all but abandoned the World Trade Organization, WTO, delivering a major blow to the rules-based system of trade dispute arbitration. Indeed, the WTO no longer holds a central role in the process. China has gone from promoting economic reform to confirming a form of state capitalism that favors domestic enterprises over foreign firms, which are often hamstrung in their ability to protect their intellectual property and challenge investment restrictions. In response to what it sees as the WTO's inability to take on China, the Trump administration has sought to hobble the trade body rather than promote multilateral trade through alliances of countries with similar objectives. The U.S. government has engaged China directly by increasing tariffs under the guise of national security, tightening investment flows, and banning imports and exports of a wide range of goods. Importantly, the U.S.-China trade war has spilled over to disrupt the supply chains for critical medical products and personal protective equipment. The WTO no longer intercedes to maintain the production and distribution of such essential public health goods. Economic isolation through onshoring and deglobalization is not the answer. Some policymakers in the United States and Europe aspire to a siloed rather than interconnected post-pandemic economy, citing China's outsized role in global supply chains as the reason for breakdowns during the crisis. But this approach is misguided. In the example of critical healthcare supplies, reshoring will increase their cost and curtail the business incentive to ramp up output for the efficient and timely delivery of much-needed items. Global leaders must take the reins to stockpile essential goods. They also must build diversified and redundant supply chains. The WTO requires new trade dispute mechanisms to keep crucial goods flowing unimpeded to their destinations.